Former Governor Scott McCallum rejected the Hudson Casino plan in 2001, maintaining a pledge not to expand gambling in the state. But the state's three poorest tribes, the Red Cliff, Secaucus, and Lac-Courtier, sued, claiming the federal law granting governors veto power over casinos violates the Constitution. Last year, an appeals court rejected that argument, and now the high court has let that ruling stand. Red Cliff tribal chairperson Ray DePerry calls it a sad turn of events.
Boy, this is not the way to start the new year for us. We put a lot of time and effort and resources with our partners into moving this along to get some revenue back into their community for programs.
The court ruling is similar to a 1993 decision in Oregon. A tribal casino researcher from Las Vegas, William Thompson, says the court is making it clear it wants to maintain the role of governors as gatekeepers of tribal gaming. But he says since Governor Jim Doyle has been more open to considering new casinos than his predecessor, the tribes could try to renegotiate approval for the Hudson plan.
They could go back to the governor and say, we'll give you 25% of the revenue or something.
Leaders of the three-tribe partnership and the Hudson Casino Project plan to meet with their attorneys and the owner of the Hudson Dog Track to discuss what the next step should be. Meanwhile, the ruling could strengthen Governor Doyle's position in dealing with pending off-reservation casino proposals in Schulzburg, Beloit, and Kenosha. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.